Hello, this is Roy Thomas, and you're listening to the Power Cosmic Podcast.
That's right, friends. You've been waiting for the podcast that talks about the things you love. Well, go no further, because you've reached the Power Cosmic Podcast. Each week, legendary Comic-Con promoter Mitch Halleck of the Terrific Con and legendary finder of lost things John Cimino of Saturday Morning Collectibles at the Raynham Flea Market, booth A89 and 90, will talk about the stuff you love. Now sit back and talk about comics, TV, movies, toys, and more. It's the Power Cosmic Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Power Cosmic Podcast, the only podcast that is just lacking in energy today because I need some multi-chewable vitamins like they used to make years ago. Somebody who's never going to have that problem is the other guy at the end of the microphone, John Cimino, the one who can find anything. Right now he's in the midst of putting together a complete Captain Action 1967 Spider-Man figure. And where are you right now, John, as we speak?
I'm just about there, Mitchie. I'm just about there. All I need, I got the box, I got the pin, I got the saw, I got the extinguisher, I got the spider, I got the boots, I got the belt, I got the headgear, and I got the suit, and the flashlight. I got everything. And my friend who's putting it all together has there's a dummy that goes in the box that, like, it's an old, I don't know if you remember those Captain Action boxes, but they had, like, they basically have the suit there, like, hanging there, but yeah. There was, like, a dummy. There's a dummy in it. It's like a chest face that came in the 60s, and he has one of those. My friend Bob, who's a master, and he's a huge, huge obsessive Captain Action collector, and he's in the book. He helped Michael Urie do the book and everything. He's a good friend of mine. He's putting it all together for me, and he can actually use the wire. Like, the guy's a nutbag, but he does everything perfect. But I'm just about there, and I had to buy the ring. I got the ring. I forgot about that. That was my last thing I had to get.
And the most important thing, though, do you have the box that it came in, and how's the condition of the box?
No, I don't have the box it came in, but I got the box. And then how's the condition of the box?
Wait. What do you mean? You just said you don't have the box. Do you or don't you?
No, I do. No, it is. It's being shipped to Bob's house. Oh, yeah. Everything's being shipped.
Is it the original box from 1967?
We got it.
Who kept these things? Like I was saying, I'm a little down, and I need what we used to have. Growing up in the 70s, there was a lot of food tie-ins that had some superhero stuff in. I know you were not even born yet, but I'm going to throw this out there. Hudson Vitamins, Hudson Pharmaceuticals, made Spider-Man chewable vitamins. Now, Little Mitchie used to get these as a kid, and they were these multivitamins. God knows what was in them. You know, the Flintstones had chewable vitamins and such like that. And I know you don't usually get a lot of food tie-in products. You're mostly a plastic and paper guy. But has anybody ever come to you with, like, an unopened jar of maybe Superman peanut butter or these?
Two things that I've seen that have come to me and that I've bought and I've sold. Yes, the Superman peanut butter and the Batman cheese.
Whoa. Did you say Batman cheese?
Yeah, the Batman cheese.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, it was from the 60s. It was the Batman cheese. It was like, it came like a chunk of cheese.
Like those sliced cheese? Like those Kraft slices?
Yeah, but the thing is you had to slice it. So it was like a chunk of cheese. But it didn't have the cheese. It was just a wrapper. Obviously, you couldn't have the cheese.
Wait a minute. I think you're making this up.
No, I never heard
of Batman cheese in my life.
Yeah, Batman cheese. Or was it Superman? I got to remember. No, I think it was Superman cheese.
Well, Superman had a lot of food tie-ins. I mean, going back to the 40s, there was like Kellogg's cereal and all these Pep buttons and all that stuff. But I'm talking about actual food. And I know Ordway had a jar of Superman peanut butter over his house on the shelf. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I got that. I had a Yeah, yes, yes, I did. Okay, I'm trying to remember it. What it was the box for Superman cheese. That's what it was. And I think it came out in like the 40s or 50s. And it was like a yellow box of a big chunk of processed cheese. So basically what you had to do, I paid, you want to know something? I paid $500
for
that. Oh,
you're insane.
No, I had it. And I actually sold it for, I didn't make much on it. I think I sold it for like $650. So I made $150 on it. But it's a big chunk of processed cheese. If I can remember what the box looked like, it had Superman on it. I think it was a Kurt Swan Superman. And it had this, like, bread and melted cheese on it, if I'm correct. I think it was from the 40s or the 50s. I'm not exactly sure. But, yes, and I'm going to tell you this. The box wasn't perfect. It was flattened already. But it was processed cheese. It was the Superman processed cheese. I remember that clearly. And it had a face of Superman, and it had him flying, too. If you can look it up, anybody can look it up and tell me. But I did get that. I paid $500.
All right. Well, I'm going, like I said, I'm talking 1975 stuff, before little Johnny was running around.
But I do remember the Spider-Man. I never got them.
The Hudson vitamins?
Remember the Spider-Man vitamins.
Yeah, they came in a white bottle, and I remember there was ads where you can get a Spider-Man poster. It said, try the Spider-Man vitamins, and I'll send you a free Spider-Man poster. And I'm just wondering, I know you come across everything. You've never come across the Spider-Man poster?
No.
It was the actual
poster?
Yeah, it was a 22 by 28-inch poster, and he was, like, leaping up in the air. And it said, you know, Spider-Man vitamins or something. No?
Okay, hold on. Let me get this. What it was.
Yes.
I remember they made an ad for it. Now you got to remember, they came in two different colors. The Spider-Man, they came in like an orange and a blue containers. I think there were three different colors.
Yeah, there was a light blue. Yeah, there was a blue container, like a yellow orangey container. Yeah.
Yes. They were like that. But the poster was. It was the Johnny Romita poster. I remember that. It was a typical. First off, I remember the ads in the comic books too. I remember that. But the poster was actually. It's that famous swinging poster of his leg up and his arm out. And I do remember the poster. Did I ever get it? No, I've never had the poster. I have seen the Spider-Man, like still sealed Spider-Man vitamins for sale. I've never had them. I never got them, but I do. And I've never seen the poster, but I know what the poster looks like.
Well, I was just, as we're speaking, I was Googling online, and I came across another food tie-in. It was a 1979 Marvel Comics 22 by 17-inch Spider-Man poster for Welch's Soda, which is pretty
really?
Cool. And it's got Spider-Man, and he's coming off a wall, and it says swoosh, and there's a yellow sky, and he's spinning a web at you. But it's not a John Romita. I'm looking at this thing. It might be Ross Andrew, you know?
No, but the one that I remember was the John Romita. And I think what happened was, I'm not 100% sure here, but those vitamins came out when you were a kid, but
yeah,
then I think
yeah.
went away, but they came back. And then, and I'm talking about they looked kind of the same. I'm not 100% sure about this, but I do remember those boxes. The boxes. And then, of course, they came out in the 2000s and all that stuff.
There's when I go to the grocery store now, there's vitamin pills for kids.
Yeah, the gummies and all that crap. I know
that
they make
chewy ones and gummy ones, but I'm talking about kind of really weird as a kid that there were Spider-Man vitamins. I don't remember them being Hulk ones or anybody else but Spidey, you know?
No, the Flintstones I remember. But here's a fun grab that I got years and years ago when I was really young, and they turned out to be pretty expensive. Now, and I didn't know that these actually came out. A food promo Marvel thing. In the 80s, I found a roll of a bunch of these posters, right? And there was a thing, one, this hand up, and I think it was a Joe Sinnott drawing, and it just said YAAHHHH. And it was the thing running, a Joe Sinnott, and it came out in the early 80s. And do you know, years later, I ended up, I don't know, losing them or selling them because I was really young when I found them. Okay, like I said, I found a bunch of them. They were pretty valuable later on. And do you know who produced these things? I bet you never even would have ever thought about this.
Now, you're asking who produced them, like where, or...
Yeah, like what company, what food company?
Hey, it's so funny, Roger. Okay, no, you got me. What is this object and who made it?
Okay, do you remember, and I read the fine print of this stuff later on. Do you remember Orange Julius?
Yeah, Orange. They're still around, Orange Julius, yeah.
Are they still around?
Yeah. No, you can get them.
And they made that, like, the orange drink tasted like almost like a creamsicle.
Yeah.
But they made, in the 80s, they made these pink posters. For some reason, they were doing some promo with Marvel or something, but they had these posters. It was the thing running and saying, yeah, and it was a Joe Sinnott drawing. And I read the fine print years later, and it was like, oh my God. I mean, they were, and they sold. They've got to be pretty rare because they were, I saw one on eBay a few years ago. I haven't really seen many of these, but they were selling for like $50 a pop, and it's not a big poster. It's almost like a 12 inch poster. It wasn't, they weren't that big. You know, maybe 11 by 23.
I'm searching Google right now. I do not see any of these Marvel Orange Julius posters you're speaking of.
Yeah, you got to put the thing. Yeah, I haven't seen it. Like, it's funny.
Oh, wait. No, well, no, that can't be it.
And he's yelling, yeah. Yeah, and it was the weirdest thing I never saw. Like I said, I saw one on eBay for like $50, and I, years later, and he said, oh my God, I remember I had those. And they were by Orange Julius. So I don't know what that promo was that Marvel actually did something with them. So it was the weirdest poster. God forbid anybody out there can find that poster.
Well, it's not coming up on Google searches, that's for sure. But all right, yeah, so let's see.
But I thought that was like a weird promo.
Well, there's
like,
Orange
you know,
Julius.
We talk about food.
Well, maybe because the colors matched. I don't know. Can't find it anywhere. All right, so we were talking about food, vitamin pills. I remember you and I had a discussion once about frozen dinners. Remember frozen dinners? The Hungry
Man.
Wait,
since you're at your computer, did you look up the Superman cheese? Come on,
look that up. I will look up Superman cheese if you start telling me about Swanson Hungry Man dinner.
But yeah, but didn't the superheroes get, I think recently, didn't they get like, because I know they're on Pops and they're on like...
Well, TV dinners, I don't know how many, people probably know what TV dinners are, but back in the day... When they came in those metal aluminum trays, that's when it was really, it looked like something from MASH. And, I mean, you got to go back. The thinking was that the 70s, women's lib, women were going out in the workplace. I think TV dinner started in the 50s because a lot of women were going into work. And, you know, who was going to take care of the kids and the husband and be the, you know, happy homemaker? So they came up with frozen dinners. You know, that you wouldn't have to spend a lot of time preparing for. You just go home, pull back the tin foil, and you pop them in the oven for 30, 20 minutes, whatever it was.
And did you? I thought you poked holes. Didn't you have to poke holes?
No, it depends on which one you got, because originally they had the tin foil, because you couldn't put tin foil in a microwave, because, this is back in the 70s.
This is even before microwaves.
Microwaves. Yeah, no, this is back the real deal when you had to put them in the actual oven. And you'd cut... like part of the tinfoil out, and you'd have different pies. Now, look, Swanson Hungry Man, that was like the king of them, okay? There were some other like lower rent TV dinners you can get, different food companies. But Swanson was like the Cadillac of the frozen dinners. You know what I'm saying?
Mitch, what? I hate to interrupt you. I found it. I literally found it. It wasn't Orange Julius. It was Orange Crush. Okay, go online, right, and just put on the thing poster Marvel 1982. I'm not crazy.
Orange Crush.
Just put in
soda.
The thing poster oil or Orange Crush. All
right.
1982.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
It's
almost like they're trying to make him be the Kool-Aid guy, you know? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And Anything? Yeah.
I'm looking at it. It's not a bad Joe Sinnott. It's really nice, actually.
It's Crush Soda Orange.
Yeah, Orange Crush Soda. Yeah.
Did you ever hear that promotion, Mitch? That was in your heyday.
I've heard. I had the tin cans a couple years ago when they made that really bad Fantastic Four movie. Crush Soda came out with cans that had the characters on them. I have the thing ones downstairs. For some reason, I was collecting cans. My wife always goes, "Why are we collecting garbage?" I go, "No, we're not collecting garbage." Now, have you ever sold in your little different, you know, the random flea market or your shows? Have you ever sold empty tin cans?
Well, yeah, I had the wrestlers one. They were NWA wrestlers back in from the 80s, the mid-80s, the World Warriors and all that. I did get a couple of cans, but it was Mellow Yellow.
Remember? Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I had Star Wars cans they came out with in Phantom Menace, and then I had the Iron Man ones, the Captain America ones, Indiana Jones. Now they do them, I've given up. They do like Batman, they'll do Wonder Woman. Age of Ultron had some. I mean, it was cool at first. You go get a can of soda, and there's your superhero on it. That's kind of like, it reminds me of the Slurpee days. You remember?
Everybody remembers those Slurpee cups, and those things are the best.
I don't know. Maybe not everybody remembers. I remember getting my Slurpee cups. They were white plastic, and they used to have DC characters, but then the second round, I think they had Marvel characters, right?
They first started in 1975, and I'm going to give you some little trivia here. They first started in 1975, and I have every single Hulk one and all the checklists, because they came out, there was a few of them. They came out in 75, I think 76.
Yeah, they went on every summer. There was a batch of them.
Yeah, I think it went on for about 3 summers. And to the Slurpee, and then you remember, here's another one, too. Do you remember the 7-Eleven that they had, like, the scratch cards and all that stuff?
No.
Hulk?
No.
You remember those? They had the Hulks, Captain America,
what's
and Spider-Man and Spider-Woman.
Whoa, back up. What do you mean scratch card? Like a lottery ticket?
Yeah, they had little things that you could win at 7-Eleven. If you're on Google, put in Marvel Superheroes 7-Eleven.
Well, I like the fact this is an auditory format we're on, and you want me to keep putting Google in so people can see through the magic of their
Not that they can see, but you can see.
I can see. Okay,
to the 7-Eleven cup.
Well, I'm looking at the 1983 video game series. I didn't know they had those. I'm looking at Pac-Man and Galaga and stuff like that. But I'm putting in Slurpee scratch-offs now.
Yeah, but it was
superhero
like the
superhero scratch-offs. Scratch off. All right, let's see what we got. Okay, I see something just came up here, and it says, "Take one of the for a T-shirt offer."
They had a big thing because the Slurpees and all that came in the 70s.
A Slurpee cup. It's called the Super Slurpee Game. Super Slurpees.
There was a bunch of stuff.
You can get but a T-shirt for $3.95. Is that what you're talking about?
There was like a scratch ticket too. There was a few.
All right, there's more stuff coming up here. Super. Oh, here it is. There's 1, 2, 3. There's 12 little circles like a gold medallion. Oh, and scratch and win.
There you go. Yes, the scratch and
instant match and win. Yes, 1981. This was.
Yeah, I knew it came after the.
What did young Johnny win here?
I was too young. I never saw that till after. See, the thing is, I saw the 7-Eleven cups and all that stuff after. There was no 7-Elevens near my house, and I was too young. So when I saw these things, those things were already over. There were years. I missed them.
Well, I remember Slurpee started coming back a couple years ago with the big cups, because I started going to
They did. But I have to throw this out there about the 7-Eleven cups. Do you know that those are the first memorabilia for many characters? Like, let's just say the X-Men. That X-Men was Wolverine's very first memorabilia item was the 7-Eleven cup.
I'm looking here. This is from, I don't know what year this is. It says comic cups. That's what they're called. The newest collecting craze. 60 in all. It's an ad I'm looking at. 60 in all. Here they are. Check them off as you collect them. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. So it's like a checkoff card, a checklist. that you're supposed to use. This is 1973.
Yeah, I have a few of those in my collection.
This is 1973.
You need two different sets.
This is 73, buddy. You said 75. This is 73.
I'm not talking about the X-Men.
I'm talking about the Slurpee Cups. I always got Brainiac or Lightning Lad or Saturn Girl. That's all they ever had at my damn freaking 7-Elevens. I'm like, what the hell? And I'm looking at this cup thing right now, and there they are. Lightning Lad.
Okay, but wait a second. In 73, what? That was the DC guys, though, right?
Yeah, and 75, the Marvel checklist.
I'm who cares about 73 DC? We talk Marvel
Yeah, I understand that, but you can't just say the definitive thing like, oh, no, there wasn't, when in fact there was. There was DC ones.
No, okay. Yeah, Go-Go but I checks. Said the Marvel. I said the X-Men. No,
we all know there's nothing out there but Marvel. We just pretend to like DC.
Yes, I knew DC came first, but do you know, here's something, another fact about those 7-Eleven stuff. When DC started that, and then Marvel did, Marvel did so much better than the DC ones, that's why they kept using Marvel.
Well, that's because we all know, because Marvel is better. I'm looking at this one, here's another checklist. They started having like battle scenes on the wraparound artwork.
Yep, that was the second, yes.
Yeah, collect all 40 of them. Collect all 40.
Hulk versus the Wendigo. The Hulk fought the Wendigo.
That's on that?
Yeah, but that's on the battle. I have that one. You know that you could send away with the first generation ones, you could send away for the glass. You had to get like so. Wait. And I have the Hulk glass, and it's a Johnny Romita.
I got the Captain America glass from you.
It's a 7-Eleven?
Yes. I bought it off you for God knows how many bucks.
That's right.
I bought that. But I'm saying they had all the Slurpee stuff, and I just want to know, you know, why did they stop doing it? Because kids were dying of diabetes. That's
You got to remember, after 1979 and 80, after the Hulk craze, superheroes went on a downward spiral. And if you remember this...
Is that because of Star Wars?
I would say Star Wars is a big reason why, and a few other things. But do you remember... Here's something you got to understand. Do you remember in the comics? Remember how they used to always be like the toy ad in there?
Yeah.
Remember it would be like, and you could order like the 12-inch Hulk, whatever.
Yeah,
all during
the
70s.
Yeah, right. From that Snyder, from that Heroes World.
What?
From the Heroes World. Snyder.
Yes, correct. Yeah. But did you notice in the 80s, when it was from like 1981 to like 1984, they were missing. You never saw those anymore.
The reason why
I know this is because I was collecting at that time, and I always loved those toy ads, and I didn't see them anymore. The reason, because the superhero toys took a dump. They went out of style. They were out. Do you know when they came back? After Secret Wars. Then Secret Wars and Superpowers came back, 84.
Look at this. I'm looking at the cups right now. Right there. There's the wraparound, and there's the Hulk, and there's Spider-Man. You can see him from behind. He's fighting the Sandman. I love how we're describing these things. Yes, people out there, you can't see what we're looking at right now, but I'm looking at them all. Right
yes, now. But I want people and I want people to remember that from 81.
There they are, the glorious glass, the best of the 70s and 80s glasses. Spider-Man, Hulk, Howard the Duck. Really?
Yes. Did you get the Super Stan?
I didn't get anything. I'm looking at something on the internet. What?
What about the Super Stan 7-Eleven? He was a 7-Eleven cup, Stan Lee.
Stan Lee had his own Super Cup?
Yeah, he's just up in a... Go, look it up, Super Stan.
Oh, my God. Anyway, this is a great episode here. What happened to the Hungry Man dinners?
First, look up Super Stan.
Do you remember the commercial where the guy would come home and he was like Bruce Banner and they gave him the wrong frozen dinner and he turned into the Hulk? Do you remember that ad on TV?
Frozen dinners were great, man. I mean, I'm sure little Mitchie looked at that like, what did you want, the brownie or the apple crisp?
Stop. There was a, there was the apple cobbler. I told you. It was the peach cobbler, the apple cobbler. And then the brownie. Now and then you get the brownie, and it was so hot, you burn yourself. The peas and the carrots, I let go. They put pearl onions in there. Salisbury steak, which is something they only gave to people in Desert Island. prisoners, and there was always a piece of fried chicken that there's no way it came from a chicken. Like it must have been a rat because it didn't look any. Its anatomy did not match anything. You know.
Mitch, think about that. When we were eating those things, that stuff is like prison food now. So we were like basically eating prison food.
I was good. My mom would work. She had two jobs. My dad was out working at night, going out with his friends. I don't know where the hell he was. And I came home from school, and you'd have a freaking frozen dinner. I looked forward to it.
Highlight of my day.
What?
But it's funny how you got it through necessity. I remember me and my brother asking my mom.
Like a treat for you?
Yeah, get this one. Oh, my God, this one. Yeah, we went nuts.
Oh, I'm looking right now. The Supergirl Legion of Super Heroes on the cups. And there's the Supergirl. I had that one, and I was like, ugh, Supergirl.
Oh, yeah, that was always terrible.
Why? Because you couldn't pick your own Slurpee. I don't remember pulling it out. I remember the guy would make it to you and give it to you. He wasn't giving me the good cups. He was giving me the crap cups.
Did you see the Super Stan?
I haven't found it yet. But I'm looking at some of these cups. I mean, I would love to have them all, but they're probably all yellow and stained and cracked because they were cheap plastic, you know?
Yeah, they were cheap. No, but they do that. Like I said, I have every single Hulk one.
But what's the purpose of saving this? I have a box of Batman cereal in this house, still shrink wrapped, with the Michael Keaton box, a bank attached to it downstairs. I'm afraid to open that box. God knows what the hell's in that thing.
Yeah, but you might as well. Those Michael Keaton stuff, they mass produce Batman so bad.
I'm saying I have the cereal unopened. Why was I thinking that would be worth something?
Oh, you have the cereal though?
Yes, it's not open. It's still shrink wrapped.
And let me guess, it's just Captain Crunch. It's just like
basically Captain Crunch, but they call it Batman.
That's what G.I. Joe cereal was.
They had G.I. Joe cereal?
World Captain Crunch.
Yeah. Well.
They
didn't have superhero frozen dinners, though. I would have eaten them. Oh, yeah.
I want you to see the Super Stan one. Can't you just put in Super Stan?
All right, fine. I'm going to hello, Super
7-Eleven Super Stan.
Super Stan 7-Eleven. Thank heaven for 7-Eleven cup. And you have one of these?
No, I don't. I sold him a long time ago, but it's cute.
Oh, it is nice. Oh, look at that. He's got a cape on. He's wearing like a Spider-Man outfit.
Yeah, it's Vision.
It's the Vision. Vision's it's cape, Captain America's boots. Whose gloves are those?
I think they're Vision. I think those are all Vision.
They're big yellow gloves.
Yeah, the cape and the
that's kind of cool.
The gloves, the Vision.
Look at Stan. Now, was Stan wearing his hairpiece back then?
That's what I asked. You know what's funny? I ask Roy. I go, everybody's hair got worse, but Stan's got better.
He got more hair. I've never seen anybody get more hair as they get older. You know?
Especially during the 70s.
He was a swinger, baby.
Yeah, but the 7-Eleven cups, those are great, you know.
I'm trying to figure out whose gloves those are. I'm staring at it. I don't think the Vision has big yellow gloves, does he?
They're Vision. Why don't you get that through your head?
Fine,
Vision.
Fine. Whatever. I'm not going to get into it. So let me see. This is on eBay right now. Do I want to buy this? What am I going to do with it? Jesus Christ. When I die.
Are you buying it?
No, I was going to buy it, and then I stopped myself. Like, what am I buying this for?
No, go buy it. You need the Super Stan. That's cute as hell.
Look at the elongated man. I had that cup. Now, that was the dumbest name.
Look at you with the DT guy.
Oh, my God. The dumbest name ever. The elongated man. What the hell is that? You had Mr. Fantastic. You had Plastic Man. The elongated man.
You want to know something funny? Some guy came up to my booth the other day from another, and we were talking superheroes, and I looked at him, and I said, you know, you could be the elongated man, because he was tall and skinny. And he's like, is that a bad thing? And I was like, it's a horrible thing.
Oh, my God. I was Ralph Dibny, the elongated man. He was like a detective. Whenever I got a comic book and he was in it, I'm like, oh, Jesus, God, why even bother? Why bother?
Mitch, do it live on this podcast. Look for the Super Stan 7-Eleven cup on eBay.
As we speak, that's what I'm looking for. Super Stan. You know, I want to just do, we can put it out right now. Do I do two terrific cons a year, Johnny? No.
Mitch asked me, I knew Mitch was, let me throw this out there.
I'm in the throes of depression.
Hold on. Mitch said, send me a text saying, I miss Terrific Con, and I already knew how Mitch's mind was going. So when you called or I called you, I said, don't do it. I know you're thinking of starting a second Terrificon. You're gonna have some of the stooges out there to tell you to do it.
Yeah.
But what's gonna happen is he's gonna water it down, just like some other these dish rag shows that we know.
Dish rag.
You keep one show a year. You do your CT Gamer Con.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't interest you, but you make profit.
It's a great show. Yeah, it's a great show.
But you have one show and you do one spectacular show a year.
$24.99. Buy it now.
Go.
$19.99. Buy it now.
Make sure it's nice, though. It's not yellow.
The $19 one is yellow. There's one that's $29. Why am I spending $25?
You need that.
$25 on a plastic cup from 1975.
Yeah, but it's stained.
42 years old. I'm looking at the condition. What am I getting? My wife would kill me. She'd be like, "You spend $25 on a stupid cup?" I'm like, "Yes." Ooh, Clea's kind of hot. Mitchie.
You know little Mitchie would have taken that one if he could get to it.
Ooh, I had Nighthawk. I'm looking at Nighthawk. Nighthawk, one of the lamest villain heroes ever made. Don't you think so?
Hey, that's a Roy creation.
He sucks. Nighthawk sucks, dude. Roy created him?
Yeah.
Oh, when he wore that gray outfit with the weird glasses and the... was that supposed to be Roy?
The Squadron Sinister. He created all those
guys.
Was
that supposed to be Roy?
No. It's supposed to be... They're supposed to be like a different
world. No, his real name is Kyle Richmond is the character's secret identity. But I'm saying
Roy created Hyperion.
I know the Squadron Supreme. They suck. They're not a good team.
No, I like Hyperion. You don't like Hyperion?
Hyperion's fine, like Hyperion. But the rest of them were lame. Is Martin X on that group, or he's the Guardians of the Galaxy? No, who's the guy, Dr. Spectrum, right? With the red, yellow, blue?
Yeah, Dr. Spectrum.
He sucks.
Yeah, Spectrum sucks.
Oh, my God. There was no hope for these people. I was like, who's making these characters?
And Power Girl.
All right. It's got a 30-day return policy on this Stan Lee cup.
You ordered it?
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's not good. It's not good. I'm going to be regretting this. 10 minutes after I buy this, I'm like, what the f*** did I buy that for?
Yeah, but when you get the suit, think a little Mitchie when he couldn't get the... He couldn't... Because you know if you saw that in the rack and you were pulling that, you would have wanted a Super Stan.
If I was at that 7-Eleven with my couple bucks... I picked up my giant size X-Men. I bought it at the 7-Eleven. I can tell you exactly where it is. That 7-Eleven is still there. If we can go back in time, we can find chubby little Mitchie buying his 7-Eleven Slurpee and his giant size X-Men for like a buck.
Really? It was on the rack together?
Yeah, it was on the over. Bought my freaking Slurpee and went out and...
What was the cup that you got? What was the cup?
It was probably freaking Lightning Lass or a Chameleon Boy. Saturn Girl. Bullshit. It was lame, I'll tell you.
See, so you never got a Marvel cup? I mean, like when you were a kid?
Did I have what?
Did you ever get a Marvel one?
Yeah, but they never had good ones. I think I got Man-Thing. Man-Thing was not the coolest thing back in the day.
I noticed there's an Odin cup, too. An Odin.
Yeah, I mean, some of them, it's like, really? I told you, I had the Nighthawk cup. I was like, why would I want that? Why? I mean, there's some stuff that are throwaway items. Did you ever have Marvel toilet paper?
I have it now, but not when I was a kid, no.
No, it wasn't out when I was a kid, but honestly, what are you going to do with that? Really, what are you going to do with that?
Yeah, but the reason why I have it's an actual story in the toilet paper.
No, there's Crystal. I had the Crystal in Lockjaw cup. How lame was that? Crystal's a lame character.
I like Lockjaw.
Lockjaw's cool, but Crystal's not. Yeah.
But if you got like Cull or Killraven,
Killraven or Wood God, oh my God!
Well, yeah, those were like
Clea,
even Yellow Jacket,
Clea's bad, Black Knight, they're all pretty lame.
Angel,
I hated Black Knight. We should do a show about some of the lamest. All right, we already said DC's got lame people, but let's talk about Marvel. Killraven, that's up there. Doc Savage,
Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi, I don't like him at all. Master Kung Fu, I can't even fake it, you know? People are like, oh, that's the coolest character ever. I'm like, no, it's not.
You know, Roy created Klee, right? Was it Roy?
Yeah. I think Killraven's got to be the worst.
I think that was Roy, too.
Killraven, I thought that was based on something else. Killraven, Wood God,
Who else is pretty lame? Quicksilver's always been pretty lame. Shang-Chi, we already said. Triton, all your Inhumans. Except, Black Bolt's kind of...
Well, they had Red Sonja, though. They had Red Sonja.
Red Sonja's not really, I'm going to let that pass. Valkyrie. You know who I want to know what happened to? Whatever happened to Baldur the Brave? Or that was super, Thor's...
Baldur.
Baldur the Brave. Baldur. B-A-L-D-A-R. Baldur. He died.
Thor's gun, right?
And that's what started Ragnarok back in the 80s when he died. But they never brought him back. I always thought that was a cool character. I'm the only one that misses Baldur the Brave. Oh, the Angel was on a cup. Ms. Marvel was on a cup. I'm looking at some of these eBay.
Valkyrie.
As what? One of the lamest characters or a lame cup?
No, I like Valkyrie. I like Valkyrie and Thunder. Those are my two favorite.
I'll tell you what, the Angel always had a cool costume. The second costume he had? Very cool. The Angel.
Angel's lame.
Warren Worthington. Oh my God, the Watcher's on a cup. That's really. If you got a Watcher on your cup, you really are a loser.
Kazar.
The frick are you talking about, Kazar?
I like Crystal and Lockjaw.
Nobody does.
Nobody wanted the Watcher. And nobody wanted Knight Rider, the guy in the horse.
Knight Rider? Ghost Rider.
No, Knight Rider. Check it out.
What the hell's Knight Rider? The car?
If you're looking at the cups, he's right there. Knight Rider. He's the cowboy, the white cowboy and the white horse.
Oh, with the white man. That's Ghost Rider, isn't it?
No, yeah, but it's Knight Rider.
There's a Loki cup, but Loki's colored blue. I got to put this out there. Black Panther, never a fan.
I didn't mind Black Panther.
Huh?
I didn't mind Black Panther.
No, I don't know. What is his powers exactly?
Now they made it like the vibranium hype.
Yeah, but that wasn't part of it. No.
No, that's all baloney. He was an in-shape guy, and
with
he would put on the costume, and then he would kick butt.
And that little half awesome. Cape. All right, now I can tell you some other. Hercules, not a fan.
Well, you don't like Herc?
I liked it when Bob Layton did it. Then it was good. But before that,
you're a class A. Like you like the heroes that were just like everybody liked.
Oh,
you,
what? Like that book, The Champions? Remember that? The Champions? The Champions.
Which one?
The Champions.
From the Elder of the Universe? There's a
No. The superhero team, The Champions. They were like the West Coast version.
Yeah, they were all right. I don't know.
No, they were the worst characters. I think it was Hercules. Wasn't it the
Ghost
Angel?
Rider.
Huh?
Yeah. Angel, Hercules, Ghost Rider, Angel.
Black Widow, maybe?
Yeah, Black Widow.
They were just like, it lasted like what, 18 issues? It didn't last that long.
Yeah. Because Hercules was going out with Black Widow at that time.
Oh, she went out with everybody.
Yeah, she did. She's very liberated.
No, liberated. She's loose. She went out with, Daredevil, Tony Stark. Did she go out with
Tony
Stark?
And that's the one that she really liked the most Daredevil was the one that always had her
heart.
No,
she went out with the Swordsman. Wasn't she that was its girl? The Swordsman.
Yeah, the Swordsman might have.
Yeah, and then who else did she go out with? Oh, she's going out with Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier.
Well, in the comics, did she also go with Hawkeye, too?
Hawkeye, that's another one too. Now there's a stir. Now, did you ever read the new version of the origin of the Black Widow? How she's really old, and they used to freeze her and bring her in and out.
Who?
The Black Widow is really old.
Never even heard of it. What?
You never heard that story?
Nope.
The Black Widow is really like 70 years old. They just would freeze her and bring her out of suspended animation. She's like from the fort.
But you just keep.
You're not believing that.
I don't. I'm crazy.
Cyclops always liked, but he's never been written well. You know that? The Chris Claremont, John Byrne, Cyclops is the best. After that, he just becomes a whiny jerk.
Yeah, too brooding. Like they made him.
Oh,
all...
he's too much. Too much.
Yeah, of course. He was great.
Did you like Havoc, his brother, and Lorna Dane, Polaris? Polaris is a stupid.
Polaris, I thought was kind of cool.
Her costume was kind of cool. You know?
Her costume was cool, but her name sucks. Polaris. What the hell is that?
No, you're right. But the green, you like it.
Oh, I like the outfit. Hey, did you, now, is she Magneto's daughter?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Scarlet Witch and...
No, they got rid of that.
Oh, it's not anymore?
I don't think they've been his kids for years.
And Pietro.
Yeah, I know who Quicksilver is, but I think they rewrote that a long time ago.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Marvel's all over the place now. I'm just reading the thing where Namor pulled Bucky Barnes out of the ocean. I'm like, wait, what? So the Winter Soldier's not really Bucky Barnes?
Huh? Wait a second. So Namor saved Captain America and Bucky?
That's the newest Captain America 24. I was just listening to the Secret Identity.
Mitch, what? Marvel continuity goes up to, literally up to, I stopped collecting in 2003, but I stopped caring about it since 1982, 83. So my continuity, I got, you know, 60s, 70s, that's the real thing.
All well, we're sitting next to Kurt Busiek at the Spider-Man 55th panel at Terrificon. I kept thinking how you told Kurt Busiek how he used to serve you cheeseburgers at the McDonald's.
No, but Mitch, you missed when he was leaving and saying goodbye to everybody. And I said, I want a double cheeseburger. And he goes, don't worry, I'll bring it to you this time.
Yeah, no. No, and I remember him saying, oh, I wrote the Untold Stories of Spider-Man, and the book was a disaster. Nobody read it. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, that was kind of a bizarre idea that they were going back and writing the stories of Spider-Man in between the real stories of Spider-Man, you know?
I got to admit.
And he goes, it was a disaster. It didn't sell anything. I'm like, but they kept putting it out for 4 years.
I'm going to be honest with you. As much as I love Kurt Busiek as a person, and I think he's hilarious, and him used to serving me burgers when I was a little kid at McDonald's, he wasn't. I never really cared about his writing.
Oh, stop! That Marvel's book he did was very good.
Yeah, but see, I didn't really care about Marvel's. I liked. I went to DC. I liked Kingdom Come so much better.
Yeah, but Alex Ross, you know, artwork. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it was just kind of like a rehashing of the. Yeah, I didn't care about it.
Let's talk about frozen dinners more. That was a better topic. Remember the macaroni and cheese, Howard Johnson macaroni and cheese?
I never had it, but I do remember seeing it. Howard Johnson.
Oh, my God. That was like heaven. Heaven. Heaven with cheese.
Heaven. Maybe a little too much heaven, Mitch, right?
There was no the first superhero food tie-in I could think of, besides the Batman movie, I think Simpsons were at Burger King. That's my buddy.
Hardee's had Marvel.
Hardee's.
But do you remember the Marvel? Do you remember that? They had the cars?
What do they have? Cars?
We're talking about, this was about like 83.
No. What do they have?
You don't know? Mitch, I
don't remember.
Come on.
I remember Hardee's. I was 83. I was in high school. I don't know.
Go look it up.
Oh, for God's sakes. Just say what it is.
Jordan Romita did the art on the boxes.
I used to get those little plastic cups that you used to get in the gumball machines that you put a sticker on, and it had like superhero scenes on them. They were a quarter.
Oh my God, there was even a commercial. There's even a 3D kids commercial with the Marvel. I never saw this. Marvel's 1983 3D kids meal TV commercial.
What is wrong with, what are you, you're looking at stuff at your end?
Oh, I'm actually watching the cartoon. I mean, there was a commercial of Hardee's cartoon.
Oh, I'm looking at it right here. Hardee's Marvel Superhero Cup commercial. Is that what you're watching? 1983, 3D.
I never saw this.
Oh, my God. So many people must be like, why do these guys have a podcast when it's just the two of them sitting in front of their computer? Oh, wait, that's a cool box. They came in like little custom boxes?
Yeah, you see what Mita drew.
Yeah,
them.
I'm looking at it. I never saw that. We didn't have Hardee's around here, I think.
No, Hardee's is like in the middle of nowhere.
No, Hardee's was here, but nobody ate it because they...
I'm actually going to watch this cartoon right now. Hardee's 1983.
Oh, look, there's a She-Hulk. She-Hulk riding in a pink Cadillac. Ultra rare. Look at that. It's pretty cool. I want it now. Are there people out there that just collect these things?
Oh, my God, I'm watching the commercial. The superheroes come out of the box.
What is wrong with you?
I've never seen it before.
Obviously, because you're freaking having a heart attack over there.
That's so cute.
Please, get a grip on yourself.
All right. So we're not going to sit here and watch commercials on our YouTube. This is not how a podcast is supposed to work. You do understand that.
You got to watch it.
I am watching it right now. They're sitting there. There's a father and a son. The superheroes are animated. They're climbing out of the box like they're on drugs. Hamburgers, fries, small. Look at that. It's Spider-Man and his amazing friends. There's Firestar. And look, there's a cartoon inside the box. You can tell the origin. That's kind of cool. And Spidey's there. And look, you can buy a ticket. Oh, you make a little viewer out of your box. That's cool.
Yes, isn't that cool?
And it's 3D glasses. How come little Johnny doesn't have some of those?
I never knew. There was no Hardee's. There was never a Hardee's.
Right next to it, I see the Mego Marvel Comics Elastic Superhero Collection toy commercial.
Well, there we go.
Oh, little Johnny. Does little Johnny see that the Hardee's X-Men commercial they have?
No, I didn't see that. That was during the 90s, I think. I wasn't really into. I never liked the X-Men really too much.
What, the cartoons or the whole concept?
No, I liked them in the 70s, but when they got so big in the 90s, I hated Wolverine in the 90s. Oh. I hated.
I don't care. I liked the old X-Men.
I hated Jubilee. I hated Jim Lee's art. I didn't like any of that.
I used to like the old X-Men. I liked them all. I used to collect those back in the day. I remember they died. What? Professor X died on issue 42. That was the cover. Him falling out of his wheelchair.
It was just so mass-produced. It was such a, I couldn't stand it.
Yeah. Some of the cartoons are fine. Wolverine met Captain America in one of them. That was pretty cool.
I think the X-Men cartoon of the 90s was good.
Yes, it was. We've talked about 45 minutes of pure nothing today, and I'm kind of proud.
No. I got a Hardee's out of this. Come on, that was cool.
You got a Hardee's out of it. I got a...
And you remember those jackets those kids wore? Remember those... I don't know what they were.
I had a satin jacket. I have one right here that has Star Wars. I was going to wear it to Terrific Con, but my wife just she doesn't want to know who I am.
What are they called?
Satin jackets. Like Sean Cassidy. It's all shiny. It's kind of cool.
It's fantastic.
I had shiny. I liked satin jackets back then. That was a thing in the 70s. All I know is, what is it? Today is Labor Day. I didn't do anything today. I went walking, trying to lose weight because I'm a fat bastard, and I got to stay in shape to keep making more Terrificons for you kiddies out there.
And tell everybody what you call yourself.
What do you mean, what do I call myself?
What troll do you call yourself?
I'm Ulik. Ulik. Ulik, U-L-I-K, from Thor. I think it's from Thor, right? That's the only figure that's on the shelf. Every time I go to the toy store, no one buys the Ulik figure. And I'm like, oh, poor Ulik. I should buy him. I bought toys the other day. I went out. I was going out. They had the new Star Wars crap out. And I picked up some Hulk, Gladiator Hulk from Ragnarok Thor, even though you hate that.
What'd you pick up, Hulk?
I picked up the Hulk one.
What, the toy?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I buy these things. I went to a toy shop on Saturday, and the guy had Marvel Select, the figures from Diamond Select or something. He had Captain America, and he had Bucky from the Civil War. They were down to $5 each, and he knew I liked him. He said, you know what? Just take them. I said, what do you mean? He goes, don't even give me money. I'm tired of looking at them. I'm tired of dusting them off. Just get them out of my store. So I took home the Captain America, and I took home the Bucky, and I opened them up, and, you know, they got multiple hands, and I already shoved them in a corner, forgot about them.
See, the good thing is, Mitch, at least you open them up.
I opened them up right away, yeah. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to keep them in the box forever.
But you get the thrill of opening them, and then after, 2 minutes, it's like, okay, now it's in the corner.
Well, we said this before, there's no... Sure, they can pose 1,000 different ways, and they can, you know, move their ankles and all that. But it's just, of course, again, I'm 51 years old, and I don't really have an imagination of a child anymore, one would say. But when we were a kid, they hardly moved, and they were more fun, you know?
They moved in our imagination.
No, obviously they moved on a Hardee's commercial, and you almost exploded.
That was a great, great commercial. I'm still thrilled by it.
Aren't you glad that some loser videotaped that back in the 80s on his VCR to upload onto your stuff so you could watch it?
You know what? It's funny how that's how it happened, right?
Well, I have videotapes downstairs from the 80s that I used to videotape stuff, and now and then I would go back and put them on when I had a VCR, and I was transferring stuff over to digital or a CD at one time. Oh my God, you should see all the TV ads are the best from the 80s.
I had those because I recorded a few Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, and I got like Pac-Man cereal and all that stuff. Like you get the now you watch them for the commercials. You don't even watch it for what you originally recorded.
Oh God, yeah! All those kids—they look so weird. They're all wearing these rugby shirts, and they all have like they're always a red. You ever notice it's always a redheaded kid with his hair parted in the middle and a lot of freckles, and he's got like a rugby shirt with big stripes on it and a white collar, and he's wearing.
What's the shirts kid used to wear that had the crocodile on it?
Oh, the Izod's?
Is that what it was?
Izod, yeah. And then maybe they'd wear the collars up when they were cool. They'd flip the collars up. That was like Joe Prep, and they'd tie a sweater around their neck and put their sunglasses in their hair, and they had big hair. Remember that?
And that was you, Mitch. Mitch, that was you.
No. I was never that guy. I was the jean jacket, black T-shirt. I was more the punk.
No, you were very, very... No, don't try to...
My wife now, but she was my girlfriend back then. She was all into the Benetton. Remember Benetton?
Oh my God. Benetton!
With the swatches. Remember swatches?
Oh, my...
She had all that. Sharon had the Benetton clothes and the swatches and... She was a product of the 80s. And then she sees me, and they used to call it the Jean Leisure suit. I would wear blue jeans and a denim jacket. And they're like, what is that, like the friggin' Levi's suit? I was the man in Levi's. I just needed a horse. I could be the Marlboro man. You know? No, I got into Miami Vice. There was a lot of years I had the spiked hair and the tan skin and the pastel shirts and the jackets. With no socks, I was Don Johnson, baby.
I remember when people at my school were wearing that. Like, I was in middle school at that time when Miami Vice was. But I remember people wearing those, like, what do you call that, overcoat? The white overcoat with the white pants? And then
The linen, yeah. That was cool, baby. That was like 1985, 86.
Oh. All right, well, we went way off topic. Man.
I like going back into the past. It's kind of fun. I don't like going into the future. It sucks.
All right, but I want to have.
I know great. This is it. If you
we had listen, a good if, we had a good talk.
If you listen to this for an hour, God me. Bless you. Other than Scott Martin, nobody else listens. Poor Scott.
And so, what do we say, Mitch?
No, you say it, John.
Well, you know, I have to do it differently this time. You and your jean jacket.
All right, I'll do it first then, and that's that.
And that's that.
This has been a production of Big Fedora Marketing, LLC. The folks that bring you the terrific Comic-Con, GamerCon, and so much more. Thanks for listening.